Next up, we got another wrap it up session. Let's get it. So listen, bro, it's yours truly, B&B, Blunts and Battle Rap. Oh man. Things have been getting quite interesting. I ain't gonna hold you. All the platforms is dropping heat these next couple of months. It's dropping nothing but heat, cuz. It's crazy. You got Geechee Gotti just announced his main event against Easy on. Geechee's got his main event on the Riot is Disaster versus Easy the Block Captain. That's fire. And then you got Jazz the Rapper versus Rum Nitty. Whoo! What are we doing? Man. Yo, Smack me to. Beasley need me to take notes. These are some battles that we would love to see. Don't get wrong, I'm only picking for this Summer Madness. Let me just put this out there. Summer Madness 13 is a decent card. It's fire. For the most part, it's fire. Do I think it's bigger than the Max Out 3 announcements thus far? No. Honestly, the Geechee Gotti's main event on the Riot is still slightly better for me. And then you got, and then Chrome 23, that's who I was missing. Chrome 23 is coming out with Geechee versus Easy. Neutral ground. Let's just be honest. I feel like neither one of them had more respect for each other not to have this battle on their particular leagues. Just off the fact of favoritism. They're like, nah, we want to make sure this battle is called directly. Called right. So they decided to have it on neutral ground. And who better to have it on than Chrome 23? Showing Remy Ma some love. Shout out to Remy Ma. Shout out to Papoose. Shout out to Papoose for sure. But yeah, man. Everybody in the battle rap forum is like, what's with this? People still got Easy slander, Easy hate. I said, not over here, we don't. I already said, I rock with Easy all the way through. Ultimatum Rap League, it's whatever, you know. I still want them to eat. Like, I still want Summer Madness is gonna, I hope it does well. I really do hope it does well. I'm just not copping it. I don't wanna watch it or cop it. But I will be getting my I'll be getting the pay-per-view for nostalgia for sure. We just got two new announcements just got dropped. We got Showall versus K Walker. This is a good look for K Walker, but there's a lot of people that felt like K Walker not gonna get it. Showall is the veteran, so of course naturally everybody's gonna go with Showall, but I don't know. I gotta have faith in. I don't think K Walker just gonna keep getting plates and not actually do something with it. I feel like this might be the one for him. I feel like this could be a good one for him, cause Showall is just now coming back, and he had a crazy battle with Chef Trez. But who he's trying to get in the ring with him, the battle just wasn't enough. His performance, I feel like it wasn't enough. Are you trying to get Calico to come outside? Yeah, that personally wasn't enough. But like I said, you just take my opinion as a grain of salt. Disclaimer, I talk my shit. I still think it'd be a good battle. I want K Walker to win, but who knows? I'm still weak over that pole rise. That shit was too much. I think Showall just got to a point where he felt like he could say anything and people would just rock with it, because one thing that Showall has that is very, like, people really undermine this particular technique, but the thing is, it's kind of one of the core values of battle rap. Believability. That's one, like, it's one of those unspoken cores of battle rap, believability. Like, one thing that you want to do for the fans is, for one, you want to make them believe that you would do these things to this person. I mean, not in a way where they can start getting 12 on you, but just in a way where it's like, yo, this dude is crazy. You gonna take that? They talking to his opponent like, you gonna take that? You gonna let him talk to you like that? That's crazy.
I hope you got something to say to him in the next round. Like, I actually believe that dude for real. Just a little bit. He yeah, show off, Geechee, Goods, Rex. Even if you don't like Rex's bars, Rex is believable. I've watched Rex. Like, that's one thing I will say about T-Rex. You can say what he like. We could clown him for his mixtape uses and all that till we blew in the face. But if you want to talk about believability and who in this, yeah, Rex is definitely on that list. Believability, Geechee, and now you show off that, like, the way he rapped the niggas. He raps with conviction, not like the JC kind of conviction where it's like, you know, he has like, it's like where it's like, you know, I'ma son you niggas. Show off. He has, it's kind of like that, but it's more aggressive. Like, matter of fact, there was the Battle of the Bullies, you know, Math Hoffa versus Show Off, which Math Hoffa had a good first. He had a decent, he started off a good first round, but his Regis bar was probably the only memorable line from that battle for me. Meanwhile, Show Off was, it was a good battle. It really was a decent battle. Just besides, you know, Math was just trying to get into some weird shit in his second and third, and nobody, the crowd, you know, not even the certain people in the crowd was rocking with it. It was just like, come on, Math. But then, of course, Math redeemed himself by showing out against Ill Will. Like, he showed the fuck out against Ill Will. Yeah, like I said, I don't completely dislike Math Hoffa. Like, battle-wise, I don't. Would I want to see him against Surf? No. I hope Surf don't make that please, Jesus, no. If Surf do get out, please don't let that be something on his mind. Hell no. But anyway, that's the side point. Free to wave, though. Free to wave. Until it's backwards. But yeah, man, everybody's coming. Mike P versus Frozen Bird. That's interesting because I heard these two have been going back and forth. So this battle, but also this is a good thing for Mike P, because this is Mike P kind of saying, you know what? F Ultimatum. Y'all don't want to make me a star? I'm gonna be a star somewhere else. I feel it. You gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah, I'm all for people. I'm all for battlers taking their career in their own hands. Like I said, it's okay to be fans of the URL, but also, you know, you kind of got to be fans of the battlers. It's just like in basketball, UFC, wrestling, football, you're going to have your favorite players. And if your players happen to go to different teams, you might consider being a fan of that team. Like, for example, Shaq. I'll give you the best example. Shaquille O'Neal is my favorite. I'm going to say this on my podcast. He may never hear it. He may do. If you do, what's up, Shaq? What's up, Mr. O'Neal? What's up, Shaq Diesel? Fun fact, you were born the exact same day, the exact same year as my mom's. March 6, 1972, while she was giving my grandma hell in Chicago, you were giving, oh Lord. Your mom the real, Shaq's mom is the real OG. She the real gangster. She gave birth to Shaq in Jersey. Whoo! She the real gangster. I don't give a damn. But, yeah. Shaq is my favorite basketball player of all time. All time. And then I like going to the Breakfast Club and hearing that they have nothing but good things to say about Shaq, saying that shit. It makes me so happy. It lets you know that all my heroes that I grew up watching are not all, you know, they're not all down and they're not all on bullshit. Not all of them. You know. Bill Cosby, yeah, maybe. R. Kelly, yeah. And L's. But at least Shaq is still, you know, I still got Shaq and Popeye. And Ice Cube. Shit. At least these heroes are still doing good shit. So for that, I'm very thankful. But Shaq is my favorite basketball player of all time. And he's been to 3 different teams. He's been with the Charlotte Hornets. He's been with the Lakers. He's been, well, what, that 4 different teams. The Lakers, the Cavaliers, the Heat, the Hornets. He's I think the Hornets is the last team he tried, and then he finally decided to just kind of retire from ball. Which I feel like, you know, what else? I mean, Shaq's accomplished all he has to accomplish. What else does he need to do? The dude. But that's what I'm saying. So, as a fan, you should be able to follow your favorite battlers wherever they may go. You know, if Mike P has, I'm pretty sure Mike P has a core fan base. And if he does, hey, y'all, this is good for y'all. This is definitely good for y'all niggas, for sure. It's a decent battle. Him and Rosenberg Raw is a good battle. I like Frozenberg lately. They definitely gonna talk to each other. It's gonna definitely be a conversation that they gonna have. Cause Frozen, like I said, I like how one of my favorite bars in Frozen is like, I got all custody of my kids. They don't get no gangster than that. I was like, ah. I love that line. I love that line. Respect. That was a good line that he had against. Yeah, I love that against. I think he said it against Clips. That was fire. I really fuck with that. So I like this battle. You know, of course, you know the. They know what angles are going to be spoken. We can already tell what angles are going to be brought up. Frozenberg is going to mention Mike P's wife. It's going to be mentioned. And Mike P will definitely mention that shit that Charlie Clips left. Woo! Because that's... I don't care for the drama. I didn't even dive deeper into it. But I just know it's going to be an angle that's used. He might not attack it the same way Clips does. Because, of course, he can't. But... I'm sure he's going to speak. He's going to touch on it and have his own little... Because you know how Mike P is. Mike P like talking to niggas. He like being kind of preachy. Like kind of how he was talking to Danny Myers. It's like, nigga. you know. But also, P also, oh, nostalgia card, that's right. The other announcement that's been dropped for the nostalgia card, one announcement that I didn't mention was Reed Dollars versus P. That's literally my favorite battle of this card. That battle alone is the reason why I'm going to get my pay-per-view. Period. For real. I mean, I'm definitely want to see Head Eye versus Hollow Man for sure. And I'm definitely going to watch the other battles too, and whatever battles there's more to come. But that battle alone, I want to see Reed Dollar versus P. I want to see that, like, off rip. I look forward to seeing it. Like, P, like, last time P came outside, I think it was for DNA. But I'm not sure. Don't call me on that. But I think that was, I don't know if you can call that a battle. I don't know. But I just look forward to what P is going to do with Reed Dollar. Like, this is a, like, you gotta be a fan for 10 plus years to know how good this battle actually looks. Cause I love, P is one, like, Surf, I'm just gonna put that out there. Surf is my favorite person. If I haven't said it already, Surf's my favorite person musically as well. But before him, the person in the battle rap scene, the first person I listened to when I first became a battle rap fan was P. P mixtapes, fire. Check them out if you haven't. P had his flow, and like he really be cruising on the beat, man. A lot of New York niggas really know how to cruise the beat. Like, it's like you listen. Like, I've been listening to a lot of Nas lately, and it's just I really like how New York individuals just kind of just do their thing on the beat, man. You know, I love West Coast though too, like a little bit more, but for sure you gotta put heavy respect on New York. But I like Jersey too though. I like Jersey sound. That's why I said Surf is my favorite musically. But before him it was mixtape P. So I like that battle for sure. And I got P. That's debatable. Debatable 2-1 either way between P and Reed Dollars. I got K Walker 2-1. I'm gonna have faith in K Walker. I got Frozenberg beat Mike P. Just cause I like Frozenberg's bars a little bit more as of late. But you never know. Mike P might have something. And like I said, I am not a person. I'm not gonna hate if it's fire, it's fire. I'm giving Volt Bodega credit. That's what I wanna talk about. So I noticed on Instagram when, shout out to Easy, by the way. Easy dropped the Mike P. Versenberg announcement. And then Volt Bodega decides to comment under there, so you went with the cheaper price, I see. And then Easy comments, seriously? And I'm like, yo. And then I just wanted to say, so Volt thinks he's worth more than Mike P. That's funny. That's funny. That's really funny. I'm trying to tell you, just because you are an established veteran, don't make you a star. I guess, man. Like, Bobo Dega is funny. He is funny. Honestly, you weren't what you Easy didn't want to pay. Easy didn't think you were worth what you were asking for. And you know what? I'm willing to say on this podcast, I agree with it. I agree. You know, it'd be funny if he ends up on the card anyway. But who he gonna have from Philly face him? Like, Vault Bodega's faced a couple of Philly niggas for real. Besides Easy. I feel like he battled Enes already. He's battled Cicero. He was Cicero's first battle back. And Cicero, what happened? I haven't seen Cicero since his battle with Ty Law. The only thing that ruined that battle for me was he was talking through his own rounds, like he was so uninspired to battle Ty Law. Like, I'm like, damn. I mean, you could have just turned the battle down. I feel like, you know, I didn't think he would need the money that bad that he would take the battle. You feel me? But then again, maybe that was just a part of the aura that he wanted to give off for the sake of the battle, saying, like, he cared about the battle, but he wanted to show he didn't. Yeah, whatever happens. But either still, Vault Bodega. I hope you're not on this card. The fact that he said that, I hope Easy don't pay for you. I hope Easy don't want you on the card. I really hope. I hope we can go the whole card without having you on it. Because, of course, Bodega, he going to flex because, you know, he's a battle rapper that can do what he wants. But Vault Bodega, he's like a Chanel West Coast. Chanel, I don't know if anybody remember that, but Chanel West Coast was feeling some type of way because Charlamagne the God dissed her, but he's also dissed like people like Drake and stuff also. And she felt like that puts her in the same category as them. That's what I look at when I think about Volt Bodega and him thinking that, you know, he deserves to be paid top tier money still. Like, he really think he a star. And I mean, it's good to have confidence. Like, I've always wanted, you know, you're supposed to have confidence in whatever you just, you know, choosing to do. It's just kind of funny. It's like, dude, what have you done lately? Somebody in the comment section was like, yeah, we ain't heard from you since you got hit with the flood. You got hit with that wave. I said it corny. They said it better. But like, yeah, I was like, uh-huh. But yeah, man, we definitely heard from this nigga since the... I heard he battled Jay Mills, but the thing is, I never seen that. I didn't see that battle. And if we do get to see that battle, they said Jay Mills clearly lost that too. So, I mean, that doesn't do Vault any favors, because if you lost to Jay Mills, that would get you more attention than you actually winning. That's the sad part. He would get more attention losing to Jay Mills than he would winning. Because you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to beat Jay Mills. That'd be weird as hell if you didn't. But losing to him? Yeah, that would definitely make it. I would make a few headlines. This dude really, he just gave Jay Mills his first dub. Like, Hitman has to deal with that particular stain. He gave Cassidy his second win in this. His second win. The first one was Diz. But you get, and then after all that talk, all the talk he made about how he was gonna be the one to put Cassidy down, and he didn't.
This is,
it's bad, man. And as far as Easy goes, he got Geechee and Disaster. He's taking on two West Coast top tiers. Two West Coast megastars. In the battle rap world. That's interesting. That's why I'm glad because I thought maybe he was gonna be on this also this Trenches card. I thought him and Geechee was gonna be on Trenches too, Nostalgia. But then again it wouldn't fit the term Nostalgia. Cause you know there's nothing nostalgic. Why would we be nostalgic about a main event battle that we've been seeing in the future for? Hollow Man and Head Ice. That's nostalgia. P and Reed Dollars, nostalgia, for sure. Who else? I wonder if he's gonna get Cicero. It would be nice to see Cicero. I wouldn't even be mad if Philly Swain decided to come back. Philly Swain's funny. Philly's funny. I miss his grind time days. I got Head Ice beating Hollow Man only because I don't fully remember Hollow Man. I don't. But I know what Head Ice could do. Been watching Head Ice. Been watching. Man. As far as Geechee versus Easy and Easy versus Disaster, I got Easy over Diz. But Geechee and Easy, debatable classic. Because you got two street niggas they talk different, but it's gonna be two different type of tales. I know Geechee gonna touch on a few things, but overall he gonna be a real nigga. But like, that's one thing you know for sure. Geechee, he's not afraid to be truthful. That's one, and you gotta love a nigga like that. You gotta fuck with somebody that's not afraid to be truthful, even if it's a touchy situation. Geechee the type of person like, I don't give a fuck, we gonna talk about it. Fuck with it. Easy. Oh, I wonder what he gonna talk about. Bruh, he cannot talk about Geechee hitting behind the tree and go, bullshit, 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 bullshit. Please. If he's gonna do a bullshit segment, like if he gonna do a segue into a bullshit segment, don't let it be about the tree. Please let it be about something else interesting. Please. If he's good, like, I don't see how he could do it any more creatively than everybody else than K-Man Geechee for the tree situation. Like, please, something else. Something else. I really hope that he discussed something else. But overall, as long as he don't try to do that, debatable classic. I really don't have a winner in this one. No cap. Like, it could really go either way. But I'm gonna see it though. I'm definitely gonna try to tune in. I got a couple of pay-per-views to catch and get to grab. For real. I haven't bought a decent pay-per-view in about 2 years. So yeah, I'm gonna make my first pay-per-view back in the game with Easy. I'm getting this nostalgia card. The Trenches is the end. For those that's listening, definitely tune in to Trenches Nostalgia. Tune in to The Riot. Tune in to Chrome 23. And tune in to RBE Max Out 3 for sure. Like I said, everybody's dropping heat. Everybody's got gas. Gas station all around. Even Summer Madness. Everybody's dropping gas. And I'm happy. I'm happy about it. It's a good day. It's a good day to talk about it. Definitely tune in to Battle Rap right now. Even Summer Madness, even tune into it. I won't, but, you know, I'm not going to discourage anybody else to. Like, that's not what this is about. Like, at the end of the day, definitely go watch it. You know, Vodafly, even he said he's going to tune in. And I fuck with it, for sure. Respect. But I just know.
If it's good, people will tell me. But I'm definitely tuning in to Max Out, tuning in to Nostalgia. I want to tune in to Chrome 23. It's just so much. The Riot's, man, so much gas. So much going on. I love it. I love it. I can't wait for the next. Oh, man. And then they got the Young Ill. Young Ill is back. And he's taking on Big K. I forgot about that announcement real quick. That's going to be interesting. But I do have to admit, like I said, Young Ill was one of the first top five people I used to watch. But Young Ill's style hasn't aged well in this particular era. Like, he's always been good with the word. He's been wordplay master. And then, you know, there was a lot of people that say that JC sounded like him, and they disputed that. And, you know, Young Ill won that battle. I picked JC, but the majority consensus was Young Ill. And when you rewatch that battle, it's not hard to see why people chose Young Ill. Because, yeah, you go back and listen, yeah, Young Ill was, yeah. JC's first round in that battle was light. But then he was coming back stronger in the second and the third. It was cool. But yeah, man, I don't know. Young Ill's, like, he just hasn't been, like, it's funny. When they dropped the announcement for him versus Big K, then all of a sudden, out the blue, Street Status drops Young Ill versus John the Don. A battle that was, like, years ago. Like, I think it was, like, three, four years ago. And we was wondering, I'm afraid to go watch it. Because if it took this long for it to drop, did Young Ill lose that bad? Showtime SP had that look on his face when they talked about it, like, yeah, John cleared him very clear. Just pretty clear. I was like, oh, Jesus. So if that's the case, is he going to be ready for Big K? Because, you know, I had Big K beating John. So, you know, if we're going off just that particular thought process, if we're going off just that particular, I'm not saying that's the general consensus, like, oh, well, you know, Big K beat John, so possibly Big K could beat Young Ill. I don't want to do that. What I'm saying is, if we were to go by that particular thinking, is it possible he could stand a chance? If he couldn't make it, if he couldn't even get around with John, how will he get around with Big K? I know Big K, oh Lord, the drug talk is coming. He gonna make jokes. He gonna be like, Big K is hilarious though. We like it. If you're a Big K fan, which, you know, if you are, I think, I hope Big K don't have me blocked. That would be upsetting, too. I'd be like, damn, nigga, I'm a fan. The fuck? I mean, I'm going to still be a fan, but damn, why I get blocked for it? Dude, relax. Like, he letting off rounds. Boom, block, boom, block, boom, block, nigga. My gun sounds is terrible. Maybe I should get more like Big T blue blocker. But yeah, man, definitely tune into all these cards. I just wanted to speak a little bit on them. I'm not gonna hold this up too much longer. It was just like, there's so many good battles happening, you know. I'm not gonna discuss Summer Madness, but I do hope that it's gonna go with the battles that are on there. I do hope it's gonna be good, you know. To the two main events are for sure better be the ones that's supposed to steal the show. But I do like the third one, too. I like them all, for real. The only one that's kind of a mismatch for me, it's the rematch. I like how I'm not talking about it, but at the same time, I'm still talking about it. But I don't have to actually say the names of the people that's on the card or nothing. I could just say what's what and just keep it moving. Yeah, the rematch we could do without. And then I heard homie was in an interview on 50 Minutes of Fame going like, he put the call in for this guy. I'm like, oh, look at him flexing with his glasses head ass. He out here flexing that he made the call in for the... Yeah, okay. But yeah, man. I heard they were gonna add another battle, but then it got removed. But the homie screenshotted it though, so we saw it. But yeah, they cleared that real quick. Those rumors. Good thing too, cause the particular person they had in mind, he's already got enough to do. He's got his own particular league with a very hefty main event on his hands, and he's also a main event on another card. So you know, you don't want him doing too much, cause we want a fire. If you want to fire him, don't put him through too much. And I mean, I'm not saying that he can't do it. I'm just saying, give the man a break. He works hard. They all do. They all work hard to achieve the success that they have and the success that's to come. But that's all I got for today, y'all. That's a gas station. There's going to be a lot of classics to talk about. I made some of my predictions. I can't wait to get back on here and recap all of these. It's going to be fun. I'm going to enjoy myself. But this is B&B. I'm signing out. Respectfully.